Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the mercy of God upon all of us. We appreciate the hand of God upon everyone. We pray that grace will not depart from our lives. The mercy of God will continue more in our lives in Jesus' name. We pray that everyone who has been connecting to this program, the Almighty God will continue to do new things in their lives every day in Jesus' name. Your testimony shall be unfolded. The blessing of God shall be released into your life. All your requests shall be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are looking down on you, they shall begin to see the glory of God in your life. The testimony of come and see shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The limitation upon your family lineage shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every cage of witchcraft captivity shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that you shall escape from the evil network of darkness. I declare that your freedom shall be permanent. I declare that God Almighty shall promote your destiny. He will take you to the high height of favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to this prophetic broadcast on this special day, the sixth day of the month of February, year 2021. We thank God for what God has been using this broadcast to do in the life of people. We thank God for the mighty hands of God. We thank God for His miracle hands in the life of many, many people. And I pray that God will do more in your life. As you are connected to us today, you will never remain the same. As we are connected to us today, the mercy of God shall continue to multiply over your life and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, today we'll be talking about cutting off the evil link. Cutting off the evil link. Cutting off the evil link. I need you to listen to me very well so that you can pray accurate prayers. I'm so much happy with the testimony I've been receiving from the past, messages that people have been listening to, and they pray the prayers, and that has really also elevated my faith. I want to appreciate God for all this testimony. I pray that more testimony will roll in into the house in the name of Jesus Christ. Cutting off evil link. Cutting off the evil link. If you look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35 to 37, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35 to 37, he said, later, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel. Can see Jehoshaphat there making an alliance with the king of Israel. And I want you to listen to that very place very well. Whose ways were wicked, underline. He agreed with him to construct a fleet of trading ships. After these were built at Ezion Geber, Elisha, son of Dodavu of Merezi, prophesied against Joseph, saying, because you have made an alliance with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made. The ship were wrecked and were not able to sail to trade. You can see now, you can see Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel, whose way were wicked, from a link with Isaiah, which we were wicked. And because of that, the Lord sent a prophet. Lord spoke through someone who prophesied against him, who said that everything they have planned shall be destroyed. And it was done instantly. The ship went bad, wrecked, destroyed. And also, the plan they had, the trade they wanted to do, could not come to pass. Why? Because Jehoshaphat formed a link with the wicked king. So you can see that God is not happy with evil link. God is not happy with evil link. That is a sign to us that when you form an alliance or you engage in a link with someone that is doing wicked, the curses upon the head of that fellow will affect you at the same time. If you form a corporation, you form an agreement with someone that is under a curse, definitely that fellow too will be under a curse. And this is the problem in the life of many, many people today. So today we'll be talking about cutting off evil link. Cutting off evil link. There's something in the Bible I love in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. It says, "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Say, come out from among them and be ye separate. If you have surrendered your life to Jesus, every form of evil link must be cut off. If that link is not cut off, it will not allow you to enjoy your Christian life very well. If someone was in the court before and he has given his life to Jesus, he must cut off the evil link. If someone had carried a sacrifice before and he has now given his life to Jesus, he must cut off the evil link. If someone happened to be a shrine worshiper, a devotee of a particular shrine, and he has given his life to Jesus, he has to cut off the evil link. Oh, we may say, the Bible says, all things are passed away, all things are becoming true. Your salvation has given you passport for you to possess your possession. Your salvation has empowered you for you to break any evil link between you and the evil you have done before. Your salvation has empowered you to break the evil link between you and the ancestral yoke of your father's house. If the link is not broken, it will still remain. You must remember that we are spirit beings. And you must remember that the battle we are fighting is a spiritual battle. All these things must be clear to you very well. When they are very clear to us, we'll be able to pray accurate prayers. Many of us, we had ancestral linkage with the evil power. We have an ancestral link with evil powers of our father's house. Many of us, the wickedness of the family altar, we have not broken ourselves free from it. That is why you see that it may be possible for somebody who has given his life to the Lord, who is now a believer, just suddenly develop insanity. And you begin to wonder, why is it so? Because there was a link between you, him, and the family evil altar that he has not broken. There was a link between him and the family idol that he has not broken. Though he's born again now, though he's saved, he's speaking in tongues. But you just notice some things are happening that are supposed not to happen in his life. He has given his life to the Lord, but he has not taken the step to breaking that link. That link must be broken. It must be broken from your life, must be broken from my life. Thank God that we are saved. Thank God that we are believer. Thank God we are speaking in tongues. But the ancestral evil yoke must be broken. Ancestral evil connection must be broken. Ancestral evil battle must be broken. The chain of darkness in our family line must be broken. You have to cut yourself off. When you have not given your life to the Lord, if you are breaking this ancestral yoke or evil link, nothing will happen. Because in whose authority are you going to use to break the link? But when you give your life to Jesus, you now have the authority in the name of Jesus to break the evil link. And that is what we are going to do in this series. Cutting off evil link. I pray that every evil link between you and family idol shall be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. Sincerely, you have to look at it very well. When a baby is born, that baby is separated from the mother when the placenta is cut off. If the placenta is not cut off, the baby has never been separated from the mother. So when the baby is born, they cut off the placenta so that the baby can be separated from the mother. The baby can now begin to live his or her own life separately from the mother. The same thing, when you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved, you are delivered. You have to cut off the link between you and the wickedness of your father's house. You have to cut off the link between you and the evil foundation. You have to cut off the link between you and the ancestral yoke. You have to cut off the link between you and the evil family altar. You have to cut off the link between you and the ancestral serpent. You have to cut off this link. This is what you must do consciously yourself. And when you are breaking the link, you will see yourself enjoying your life. Even you will be able to enjoy your Christian life. Many people cannot enjoy their Christian life. Their Christian life is even in bondage. And it has led to many people getting frustrated because they refuse to break the evil link. They thought by giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that is all. You have to step further. Use the authority that you have received to step further in order for you to enjoy and to ride on the horse that the Lord has given to you. I pray for somebody today. As you take these prayers and break the evil link, you will receive complete deliverance in Jesus' name. If there is evil link in your life, you will be having 50 dreams. 50. These 50 dreams will always come in the life of that fellow. But I'm going to mention just 25 of the dreams that are major. Other ones are minor. But 25 are major dreams that always reveal to you that there is a link that you have not broken. That will always reveal to you that there's evil link in your life that you have not broken. That if you don't break it, it can set you backward. And that is why the dreams come over. The dream is just a signal telling you there's something that is, something is taking place. Something is holding you down. Number one, the dream you'll be having is you will begin to see yourself back in your primary school age. See yourself back wearing the same uniform. See yourself back in your father's compound. See yourself back in your father's village. And it's becoming regular. There's evil link. Two, when you notice you are eating in the dream regularly, there's evil link. Three, when you notice that there is a constant sex in the dream, there's evil link. Four, when you notice that you are finding yourself in the gathering of unknown men, unknown women, and you are serving them or they are serving you, there's evil link. When you notice that you are seeing dead relatives, those the relations who are dead, you are seeing them back in your dream, and there's evil link. If you are seeing that kind of thing in your dream regularly, if you don't deal with it, it will bring ancestral spirit wife and it will destabilize everything you are trying to gather. There's evil link. When you notice that you are seeing a mad fellow pursuing you in the dream and it has occurred first time, second time, third time, it's becoming consistent. There's evil link between you and that mad fellow. When you notice that you are seeing yourself at the T junction, at the crossroad, and it is being repeated, there's evil link. Repetitions of dreams is telling you that there is something that you have to do concerning that particular dream. And it's telling you that there's a link between you and what is being revealed to you in that dream. So you have to know that. When you are seeing yourself that you are being shaved, they shave your head, and you are carrying a calabash to the river, and it has occurred first, second, third time, there's evil link between you and the river. If you are swimming in the river, there's evil link. If you are wearing black gown, black clothes, it has occurred 3, 4, 5 times, there's evil link. All these are revealing to you that there is a link between you and these dreams you are having. You are seeing yourself before your family idol. There's evil link. You have to break that link on time so that it will not set you backward. If this link are not broken, it will frustrate effort. It will make someone rejected where it's supposed to be accepted. It will be destroying good things. It will make a prince to be shifted away from the horse and be walking barefooted. It will be wasting effort. It can cause conflict in marriage. It will make the person poor. It will make the person to struggle, and the struggle will never receive any reward. It can make the person to really labor, and the labor will never get it, will never gotten anything to commensurate for that labor. He labored, he never seen any reward. He labored, there's no profit, nothing to commensurate with that labor. So that is because there is evil link. You will see that somebody will just develop a kind of sickness. Insanity will just come. It's an evil link. And when these links are not caught on time, you see believers running from pillar to post. Even some believers will run to herbalist, because the link between them and this particular idol has not been broken. There will be strange sickness, strange movement of object in the body. There's evil link. All the strange movement of object in the body, all the strange diseases and sickness is a sign that there's evil link. There will be constant pounding, like somebody pounding, using a mortar to pounding on somebody's head, like somebody using hammer to hit the head. There is evil link. These are signs revealing to you that a link has been formed that must be broken. I have told you what is the good news. The good news is Jesus Christ has died for us. He has made available the instrument we need to use. The instrument of the name of Jesus. The instrument of the blood of Jesus. The weapon of the cross of Calvary. The instrument of resurrection power of Jesus Christ to break every evil link. I pray that every evil link between you and the evil of your father's house shall be broken in Jesus' name. If you have not given your life to Jesus, quickly do that now. Cry unto the Lord to have mercy upon you. Thank you, Father. Aha. In Jesus' name, pray. Repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Deliver me. In Jesus' name, we pray. We are good to go now. We have some prayers we are going to pray. And you must get aggressive in praying this prayer. Prayers to cut off evil link. It's not going to be done gently. It must be done aggressively. Prayer to cut off evil link. It must be done with violence. Because even the link has been there many years ago. It must be done with violence, with power, and with aggression. You will shout loud and clear. Say, every evil link between me and the family idol, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the family idol, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every evil link, tie me down to the wickedness of my father's house. Break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link, tie me down to the wickedness of my father's house. Break
In the name of Jesus, every evil link, tie me down to the wickedness of my father's house. Break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link, tie me down to the wickedness of my father's house. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil link between me and my grandmother, between me and my mother, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link between me and my grandmother, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link between me and my grandmother, break now, break now, break now. In the name of Jesus, every evil link between me and my mother, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil link between me and family altars, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link between me and family altar, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link between me and family altar, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we say, every evil link, tie me down to my family compound, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link, tie me down to my family house, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray, say, every evil link assigned to bring me back to square one. Every evil link assigned to bring me back to square one, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray, every evil link tie me down to poverty, break, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil link tie me down to poverty, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that the evil link shall be broken in Jesus' name, and we shall be liberated completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, get your bottle of oil. Father, I pray that this bottle of oil shall be anointed. This bottle of oil shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The fire of deliverance shall enter into this bottle of oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, the oil and the water shall carry the anointing that dismantle evil link. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, take the oil and anoint your belly button now. Your belly button is a point where you were connected to your mother. And also it's a point where you were connected to your ancestral lineage. A very strong point in your life. You will find out that your belly button is standing in the middle of your body. It's connecting you to your father's house, to your mother's house, to your ancestral lineage, with ancient ancestral powers. So you have to put the oil there and pray like this. Shout it very well. Say, evil link in my foundation, break. In the name of Jesus, evil link in my foundation, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. We continue from that place tomorrow. Anoint your head. Say, every yoke of insanity, break. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of insanity, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest now. Father, I pray that every internal sickness, heat in the body, I bind it, I cast it away in the name of Jesus Christ. As you have anointed your chest, there shall be fire of deliverance flowing to that chest. And I command you to be liberated in Jesus' name. Anoint your two hands and command your hand to prosper. Say, my hands receive anointing to prosper. Say it three times. My hands receive anointing to prosper. My hands receive anointing to prosper. My hands receive anointing to prosper. In the name of Jesus, anoint your two legs. Say, my legs, you shall not be cut off. My legs, be empowered to carry me to the place of testimony. My legs, carry me to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for you now. Father, I pray for as many people that are connected to this broadcast, that from today, the glory of God shall cover your life. From today, the hand of the enemy in your life shall be cut off. I prophesy into your life, the testimony you are waiting for shall manifest in this month of March. All that are waiting for one thing or the other, the Almighty God will visit you with that breakthrough. There shall be visa breakthrough. There shall be permanent residence breakthrough. There shall be healing breakthrough. There shall be conception breakthrough. There shall be delivery breakthrough. Expectant couples in the house, I decree that you shall be baptized with favor to carry your twins. The anointing of supernatural conception shall come upon you, and you have twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have been going through one battle in their marriage, I command that conflict to stop and cease forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have reached the age to get married and they have no people have not come, the evil link that tie you to your father's house, that make it impossible for you to get married, shall be cut off. And I command you to receive your marital glory. There shall be testimony in your life. All those who are experiencing kind of lack and poverty, I command an end to that poverty. You will never experience poverty again. Your business will move forward and your glory will shine. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our SMS, to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Just wait patiently. If I've not read your WhatsApp or the information you send, I will read it. It's as a result of a lot of work I have at hand, but I will definitely read it and I will reply you back. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.